Welcome. In this first blog episode, I'd like to explore the question, what is coaching? I believe coaching is an exquisitely beautiful leaning into life that happens when we are truly present and awake to the fullness and richness that exists in each and every moment in time. Coaching, the act of coaching, is the art of conversation, the art of dialogue. Conversation means changing together. When we are engaging in coaching conversations, we are engaging in the art of transformation. In order for our coaching conversations to be truly potent and rich, what is required? Like an artist that paints a masterful painting, we are aware that that painting is only possible when the artist has prepared herself. Similarly, powerful coaching conversations happen because the coach has been steeped in cultivation practices. I believe then that coaching in its broadest sense is a cultivation practice. One of the first practices we must cultivate as a coach is our capacity to find center. Being able to find that still point within. We find our physical center, our emotional center, and we contact silence. The centering at all levels enables us to heighten our senses and our awareness so that we can respond to life itself. Another cultivation practice that is required in coaching is that we break free from our small notion of self and that we step into a much bigger, broader experience of who we are, one that is tapped into the entirety of the cosmos. And I don't say that to be grandiose. I think each of us is very capable of having that sense that we are so much more. When we truly align and connect, we can break free of our notions of a small self. We allow all of the forces at play, all of the universal forces, to move through us and navigate the conversation so that we can let go of our own control, let go of our agenda, and let go of our desire for a specific outcome, and instead allow ourselves to be centered and connected with an open heart, an open mind, and an open will, to see what wants to arise for the sake of this human before me who is my coachee, or perhaps it's a collective and there are many coachees. Knowing that they, the coachee, are a portal into humanity itself. Trusting that this very conversation is embedded in a much larger conversation. When we have the courage and the boldness to allow ourselves to fiercely commit to what wants to emerge, when we truly anchor our hearts in service, we find that the conversation, the exploration, the coaching practice, it unfolds in ways that are so gorgeous and so meaningful. There is an inherent link between beauty and potency. When there is strength in a powerful conversation, we can see the exquisiteness of the human being in front of us, the exquisiteness of life itself. And we can anchor ourselves in that charge, in that impulse to grow, to transmute, to evolve, and to heal. Especially in today's time, coaching is so much about a truly profound healing that is necessary so that each one of us can step into being as large and as big as we can be from a humble place so that the goodness of humanity can truly step forward. Coaching invites us to be ambitious, not in the sense of pure attainment of a specific goal, but rather ambitious in the sense of breaking beyond what we see as possible, daring to truly dream and encouraging us to take a stand for a greater way of inhabiting the earth, where we are experiencing new ways of collaboration, deeper levels of care, kindness, compassion, and goodness.